I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Raheel Raza is our next guest. She is a Clarion Project Advisory Board member, founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement, international human rights advocate, award-winning Canadian journalist. She's joining us this morning to talk about the ongoing twists and turns about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Raheel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
You know, this whole scenario, and it continues to evolve every day now, how the U.S. should handle it, but you bring together to the point of this is something very interesting. The rest of the Muslim world, and I've been following this story very closely, there's been an eerie silence, except for Mr. Erdogan in Turkey, because Mr. Khashoggi obviously was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. But Raheel, the rest of the Muslim world, in your contention, has been very quiet as to what consequences, if any, the Saudi government should face on this.
Yes, that is a very interesting twist to this story, isn't it? I mean, the OIC, which is the Organization of Islamic Conference, which is, 56 or 57 Arab Muslim states, has been totally quiet. And they, by the way, are parts of the Human Rights Council in Geneva. So they should have been the first one to condemn this and speak out. Now, Erdogan, of course, is piping up a lot because he has a vested interest in this story. He wants Saudi Arabia to go down because of the Khashoggi affair. And what I find extremely hypocritical is that everyone is looking to the United States for answers. The murder happened in Turkey inside the Saudi consulate. He was a Saudi national, although a U.S. resident. But instead of taking responsibility and asking questions of the right people, everyone expects the United States to give a response to what has happened.
Well, let me ask you this. This is Brad Davis. Let me ask you this. It was a vicious crime. Mm. I mean, they cut him up, okay?
Yeah.
And again, why doesn't your country punish the criminals? They know who they are. Why don't they go after them?
Well, absolutely. There were 15, believed to be 15 assassins who
15.
Flew in and did what they had to do, and they were Saudi nationals. Now, I have been to Saudi Arabia many times, and I know how the mindset works. They live in a tribal mindset of the 9th and 10th centuries. You know, I call it from the camel to the Cadillac. They may have got billions of dollars in technology, and they can buy big cars, but their thinking, their ideology, their mindset is still that of 9th and 10th century tribal practices, which means that if you don't agree with someone, you just kill them. Now, in Saudi Arabia, there have been more beheadings than ISIS has done.
Wow.
And it is normal in Saudi Arabia to kill people who are dissidents or...
And then cut them up.
Well, the cutting up this time was really gross. that came as a whole shock. But yes, those 15 assassins, where are they? They should be caught, they should be tried, and they should be punished. Instead of that, they've got innocent people in jail just for criticizing the royal family. The entire world should pressure Saudi Arabia to release those who are still alive. You see, this is what my contention is, that Khashoggi is dead. Unfortunately, he's not going to come back.
Yeah.
No matter what conspiracy theories, no matter what stories emerge of how, when, where, he's gone. But there are people who are still alive, and they're in jail in Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
So the international community, Western leaders, should pressure Saudi Arabia to clean up its human rights record and release those who are in jail, including Raif Badawi, who is this blogger who only wrote about reforms and was sentenced to 10 years in jail and 1,000 lashes.
1,000 lashes along with the 10 years. So, Raheel, is it your contention then that the rest of the Muslim world, the progressive Muslim world and the Arab world, they stay silent out of fear of Saudi Arabia? Are they worried about the tentacles of the Saudis coming to get them too?
Are they worried about the 10,000 lashes?
Well, they're worried about both of these things. and they also are involved in the game of oil. So, you know, the geopolitical, all these oil manifestations, which keep not only the Muslim world, but the Western leaders silent as well.
Yeah.
There are many people who have not spoken out because they're involved in these, you know, incestuous relationships of money and oil. And you know that money and oil speaks far more than the life of one person.
Yeah.
But I'm a human rights activist, and I need to speak out for everyone, including what is happening to the dissidents in Saudi Arabia. And I believe that whether or not Western countries continue to do trade with Saudi Arabia, that's a separate matter. They should pressure them to release those people who are still jailed, the women who have been jailed for daring to drive.
Raheel, and we've only got a couple minutes left. Let me ask you something. Let me put you in a room right now with President Trump. You're sitting across from President Trump and maybe Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, okay? And they say to you, Raheel, how do we handle this? How do we handle this so we get our point across, but we don't destroy any sort of working relationship we have with the Saudi government on intelligence, on ISIS? What would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that Prince Salman has come up as a reformer in the last year. He is a friend of the West. Pressure him to release those dissidents who are in jail. Continue to do trade, but make it incumbent on Saudi Arabia cleaning up its human rights record. And this is something they can do. It is in their power to do it. Because if Prince Salman goes, who knows who's going to come in his place? Maybe it could be a theocrat. Right now, I understand it's important for the United States to have a trade relationship with Saudi Arabia. And that's, you know, a separate issue. But they can pressure them to clean up their human rights record. That is all I want, is the dissidents to be freed and for them to stop jailing people for criticizing the royal family.
Now, I was just listening to everything you said, and it came to me, aren't you in fear for yourself?
Of course. I've had a fatwa from Saudi Arabia, which means that any Yahoo can decide that I need to be done away with. And I have had death threats. But that's a very small cog in the larger issue of human rights violations.
Wow.
I've never stopped speaking out, and I will continue to do so.
Wow. You are a hero. You are tremendous, just tremendous, and I'm honored that you were on our program here, and I know that my partner is too.
Raheel Raza, Clarion Project Advisory Board member, a founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement. Raheel, do you have a website people can go to get more information?
Yes, www.clarionproject.org.
Yep.
They will read my writings there. They will read about what's happening in the world of radical Islam and hear the voices of progressive liberal Muslims like me.
Clarionproject.org. Raheel Raza,
yes.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
There you go. Well, there's a woman who has a
wow.
What they call a fatwa against her, which basically means if you get a chance to kill her, kill her.
Kill her.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
You know,